No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are so welcome here. Welcome to the 29th day of September. I'm Jill. I only get to do that just one more day. I'm a little sad about it, TBH, to be honest. Welcome. I am so glad that you're here. It's a joy and honor. What a privilege it is to be able to be in this space with each and every one of you, this safe and sacred space as we read the Word of God. We do it every day, and here we do it in chronological order. We're going to continue today and jump into the book of Nehemiah. We are getting so close to the end of the Old Testament, and we're really close. Today we're going to read chapters 11 through 13, and then we'll jump and finish our final psalm together today, reading Psalm 126. This week, we're reading God's Word translation, Nehemiah chapter 11. The leaders of the people settled in Jerusalem. The rest of the people drew lots to bring one out of every 10 to live in Jerusalem, the holy city. The remaining 9/10 were supposed to live in the other cities. The people blessed everyone who willingly offered to live in Jerusalem. These were the officials of the province who settled in Jerusalem. Some Israelites, priests, Levites, temple servants, and descendants of Solomon's servants settled in the cities of Judah. They lived on their own property in their own cities. Some of the descendants of Judah and of Benjamin settled in Jerusalem. The descendants of Judah were Ithaiah, who was the son of Uzziah, who was the son of Zechariah, who was the son of Amariah, who was the son of Shephatiah, who was the son of Mahalalel, who was the son of Perez. Maaseiah was the son of Baruch, who was the son of Kol-Hoze, who was the son of Hezaiah, who was the son of Adaiah, who was the son of Jorib, who was the son of Zechariah, who was the son of Shilonai. All the descendants of Perez, who settled in Jerusalem, were 468 outstanding men. These are the descendants of Benjamin: Salu, who was the son of Meshulam, who was the son of Joed, who was the son of Pedaiah, who was the son of Koleiah, who was the son of Maaseiah, who was the son of Ithiel, who was the son of Jeshaiah, and after him, Gebai and Selei. The number of Benjamin's descendants totaled 928. Joel, son of Zichri, who was in charge, and Judah, son of Senua, was second in command over the city. These were the priests: Jedaiah, son of Jorib, Jachin, Seraiah, who was the son of Hilkiah, who was the son of Meshulam, who was the son of Zadok, who was the son of Merayoth, who was the son of Ahitub, who was the supervisor of God's temple. From Seraiah's relatives, 822 did the work in the temple. Also, Adaiah worked in the temple. He was the son of Jeroam, who was the son of Pelaliah, who was the son of Emzai, who was the son of Zechariah, who was the son of Pashur, who was the son of Melchiah. Adaiah's relatives, the heads of the families, totaled 242. Amashai was the son of Azarel, who was the son of Azai, who was the son of Meshilamoth, who was the son of Amr. Their relatives, who were warriors, totaled 128. The man in charge of them was Zabdiel, son of Hagadolim. These were the Levites: Shemaiah, who was the son of Heshab, who was the son of Azrikam, who was the son of Hashabiah, who was the son of Bunai, Shabithai, and Jozabad, Levite leaders who were in charge of the work outside God's temple. Mattaniah was the son of Micah, who was the son of Zabdi, who was the son of Asaph, the leader who led the prayer of thanksgiving. The Levite leader, Bekbukiah, was the second in command among his relatives. and so was Abda, who was the son of Shammua, who was the son of Galal, who was the son of Jeduthun. All the Levites in the holy city totaled 284. These were the gatekeepers, Ichab, Talmon, and their relatives who guarded the gates totaled 172. The rest of the Israelites, priests and Levites, lived in all the cities of Judah. Everyone lived on his own inherited property, but the temple servants lived on Mount Ophel and Ziah and Gishba in charge of them. The man in charge of the Levites in Jerusalem was Uzai, who was the son of Benai, who was the son of Ashabiah, who was the son of Madaniah, who was the son of Micah, from Asaph's descendants, who were the singers in charge of worship in God's temple. They were under orders from the king, orders that determined which duties they should perform day by day. Bethahiah, son of Meshezabel, one of the descendants of Zerah, Judah's son, was the king's advisor on all matters concerning the people. Many people lived in villages that had fields. Some people of Judah lived in Kiriath Arba and its villages, in Dibon and its villages, in Jekabzeel and its villages, in Jeshua, Molada, and Beth Pelet, in Hazer Shul, in Beersheba and its villages, in Ziklag, and in Mekona and its villages, in En Ramon, Zora, Jarmuth, Zanoah, and Adullam and their villages, in Lachish and its fields, and in Ezekah and its villages. So they settled in the land from Beersheba to the valley of Hinnom. Benjamin's descendants live in the area of Geba, in Michmash, Aijah, Bethel, and its villages, in Anathoth, Nob, and Anaya, Hazor, Ramah, Gitaim, Hadid, Zeboim, Nebulat, Lod, Ono, and in the Valley of the Craftsmen. Some divisions of Levites in Judah were assigned to Benjamin. These are the priests and Levites who came back with Zerubbabel, Shealtiel's son, and Jeshua, Seraiah, Jeremiah, Ezra, Amariah, Malach, Hattush, Shechaniah, Rehum, Meramoth, Ido, Geniathoai, Abijah, Mijamin, Meadiah, Bilgah, Shemaiah, Jorib, Jediah, Salu, Amok, Hilkiah, and Jediah. These were the leaders of the priests and of their relatives at the time of Jeshua. The Levites were Jeshua, Binui, Kadmiel, Sherebiah, Judah, and Madaniah, who with his relatives was in charge of the thanksgiving hymns. Their relatives, Bakbukai and Uno, stood across from them in worship. Jeshua was the father of Joiakim. Joiakim was the father of Eliashib. Eliashib was the father of Joiada. Joiada was the father of Jonathan. Jonathan was the father of Jaddua. At the time of Joiakim, these were the priests who were the leaders of their families, from Seraiah, Meraiah, from Jeremiah, Hananiah, from Ezra, Meshulam, and Amariah, Johananan, from Malukai, Jonathan, from Shebaniah, Joseph, from Harim, Adna, from Meraioth, Helkai, from Ido, Zechariah, from Ginnathon, Meshulam, from Abijah, Zichri, from Miniamin, from Moadiah, Piltai, from Bilgah, Shammua, from Shemaiah, Jehonathan, from Jorib, Mattanei, from Jediah, Uzai, from Shelei, Kelei, from Amok, Eber, from Hilkiah, Hashabiah, from Jediah, Nathaniel. The names of the family heads of the Levites and the priests at the time of Eliashib, Joiada, Johanan, and Jedua were recorded until the reign of Darius the Persian. The names of the family heads of the Levites were recorded in the book of Chronicles until the time of Johanan, grandson of Eliashib. The heads of the Levites were Hashabiah, Sherebiah, and Jeshua, son of Kadmiel. They and their relatives stood in groups across from one another to sing hymns of praise and thanksgiving, antiphonally, as David, the man of God, had ordered. Mattaniah, Bakbukiah, Obadiah, Meshulam, Talmon, and Achab were gatekeepers standing guard at the storehouses by the gates. They lived in the days of Jehoiakim, son of Jeshua, grandson of Jozadak, and in the days of Nehemiah, the governor, and of Ezra, the priest and scribe. When the wall of Jerusalem was going to be dedicated, they went to wherever the Levites lived and had them come to Jerusalem to celebrate the dedication joyfully with hymns of thanksgiving, with songs and cymbals, and with harps and lyres. So the groups of singers came together from the countryside around Jerusalem, from the villages of Netopha, from Beth Gilgal, and from the region of Geba and Azmaveth. The singers had built villages for themselves around Jerusalem. The priests and the Levites cleansed themselves. Then they cleansed the people, the gates, and the wall. Then I had the leaders of Judah come up on the wall, and I arranged two large choirs to give thanks and march in procession. One choir went to the right on the wall to Dung Gate. Hosheiah and half of the leaders of Judah followed them. Azariah, Ezra, Meshulam, Judah, Benjamin, Shemaiah, and Jeremiah also followed. So did some priests with trumpets, Zechariah, who was the son of Jonathan, who was the son of Shemaiah, who was the son of Mattaniah, who was the son of Micaiah, who was the son of Zechur, who was the son of Asaph. Also, these relatives of Zechariah followed, Shemaiah, Azarel, Meleleai, Gileleai, Mai, Nathanael, Judah, and Hanani, with the musical instruments of David, the man of God. Ezra the scribe led them. At Fountain Gate, they went straight up to the stairs of the city of David. There the wall rises past David's palace and reaches Watergate on the east. The other choir went to the left. I followed them with the other half of the people. We walked on the wall past the Tower of the Ovens as far as Broad Wall, then past Ephraim Gate, over Old Gate and Fish Gate, and by the Tower of Hananel and the Tower of the Hundred as far as Sheep Gate. The choir stopped at Guard's Gate, so both choirs stood in God's temple, as did I and the half of the leaders who were with me. Likewise, these priests stood in God's temple: Eliakim, Maaseiah, Miniamin, Micaiah, Elionai, Zechariah, and Hananiah with trumpets, and Maaseiah, Shemaiah, Eleazar, Uzai, Jehonan, Melchiah, Elam, and Ezer. The singers sang under the direction of Jezreiah. That day they offered many sacrifices and rejoiced because God had given them reason to rejoice. The women and children rejoiced as well. The sound of rejoicing in Jerusalem could be heard from far away. On that day, men were put in charge of the storerooms for the contributions, the first produce harvested, and a tenth of the people's money. They stored in those rooms the gifts designated by Moses' teachings for the priests and Levites from the fields around the cities. The people of Judah were pleased with the ministry of the priests and Levites. They were doing what their God required, what needed to be done for cleansing. The singers and the gatekeepers did what David and his son Solomon had ordered them to do. Long ago, in the time of David and Asaph, there had been directors for the singers to lead in singing the songs of praise and hymns of thanksgiving to God. At the time of Zerubbabel and Nehemiah, all the Israelites were giving gifts for the daily support of the singers and the gatekeepers. They set aside holy gifts for the daily support of the Levites, and the Levites set aside holy gifts for support of Aaron's descendants. On that day, the book of Moses was read while the people were listening. They heard the passage that no Ammonite or Moabite should ever be admitted into God's assembly. After all, they didn't welcome the Israelites with food and water. Instead, they hired Balaam to curse the Israelites. But our God turned the curse into a blessing. After the people heard this teaching, they separated the non-Israelites from the Israelites. Even before this, the priest Eliashib, who was related to Tobiah and had been put in charge of the storerooms of our God's temple, had provided a large room for Tobiah. Previously, this room had been used to store grain offerings, incense, utensils, a tenth of the grain harvested, new wine, and olive oil. These things belonged by law to the Levites, singers, and gatekeepers. The contributions for the priests had also been stored there. While all of this was taking place, I wasn't in Jerusalem. In the 32nd year of King Artaxerxes' reign in Babylon, I returned to the king. Later, I asked the king for permission to return. I went to Jerusalem and discovered the evil thing Eliashib had done by providing Tobiah with a room in God's temple. I was furious, so I threw all of Tobiah's household goods out of the room. Then I told them to cleanse the rooms, and I put back in there the utensils from God's temple, the offerings, and the incense. I learned that the Levites had not been given their portions, so each of the Levites and singers who conducted the worship in the temple had left for their own fields. I reprimanded the leaders. "Why is God's temple being neglected?" I asked. So I brought the Levites back together and put them back in their places of service. Then all Judah brought a tenth of all the grain harvested, new wine, and olive oil to the storerooms. I appointed the following men to be in charge of the storerooms: Shelemiah the priest, Zadok the scribe, and Pedaiah the Levite. And I appointed Hanan, son of Zakur, and grandson of Mattaniah, to help them. Since they could be trusted, I made them responsible for distributing the portions to their relatives. Nehemiah prayed, "Remember me for what I have done, my God, and don't wipe out the good things that I have done for your temple and for the worship that is held there." In those days, I saw people in Judah stomping grapes in the wine presses on the day of rest, a holy day. I saw them bringing in loads of wine, grapes, figs, and every other kind of load. They piled the loads on donkeys and brought them into Jerusalem on the day of rest. I warned them about selling food on that day. People from Tyre who lived in Jerusalem were bringing in fish and all kinds of goods. They were selling them on the day of rest, a holy day, to the people of Judah, even in Jerusalem. I reprimanded the nobles of Judah and asked them, "What is this evil thing you're doing? How dare you treat the day of rest, a holy day, as unholy? Isn't this what your ancestors did, with the results that our God brought all these evils on us and on this city? Now you're making him even more angry with Israel by treating the day of rest, a holy day, as unholy. Before the day of rest, a holy day, when the gates of Jerusalem were cleared of traffic, I ordered the doors to be shut and not to be reopened until after the day of rest. I stationed some of my men by the gates to make sure that no loads could be brought in on the day of rest. Once or twice, merchants and those who sell all kinds of goods spent the night outside Jerusalem. I warned them, 'Why are you spending the night in front of the wall?' I asked them, 'If you do it again, I'll arrest you.' After that, they no longer came on the day of rest, a holy day. Then I told the Levites to cleanse themselves and guard the gates to keep the day of rest holy. Nehemiah prayed, 'Remember me also for this, my God, and spare me, since you are very kind.' In those days, I saw some Jews who had married women from Ashdod, Ammon, and Moab. Half their children spoke the language of Ashdod or one of the other languages, but they couldn't understand the language of Judah well enough to speak it. So I reprimanded those Jews, cursed them, beat some of them, and pulled out their hair. I made them swear by God, 'We won't allow our daughters to marry their sons, and we won't allow their daughters to marry us or our sons.' I said, Wasn't it because of marriages like these that King Solomon of Israel sinned? There wasn't a king like him among all nations. God loved him, and God made him king of all Israel. But his non-Israelite wives led him to sin. Should we follow your example, commit such a serious crime against our God, and be unfaithful to him by marrying non-Israelite women? Even one of Joiada's sons was a son-in-law of Sanballat from Beth Horon. Joiada was the son of the chief priest, Eliashib. I chased Joiada's son away from me. Nehemiah prayed, "Remember them, my God, because they have contaminated the priestly office and the promise you made to the priests and Levites. So I cleansed them from everything that was foreign. I assigned duties to the priests and Levites. Each one had his own assignment. I also arranged for delivering wood at regular times and for bringing the first produce to be harvested." Nehemiah prayed, "Remember me, my God, for my benefit." And finally today, Psalm 126. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, it was as if we were dreaming. Then our mouths were filled with laughter and our tongues with joyful songs. Then the nation said, "The Lord has done spectacular things for them. The Lord has done spectacular things for us. We are overjoyed. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, as you restore streams to dry riverbeds in the Negev. Those who cry while they plant will joyfully sing while they harvest. The person who goes out weeping, carrying his bag of seed, will come home singing, carrying his bundles of grain." This completes the book of Nehemiah today, as we hear the completion of the wall being rebuilt, not built, but rebuilt, restructured, rebuilt. And I just love that in this rebuilding, we hear the sign, the wording of brand new life, something brand new, even though it is rebuilt, restructured. God is doing something brand new within the rebuilding. And so it's complete. And with the completion comes this purification of things that had gotten really off track. And so there's a reminding, the reminding of the teachings from God through Moses. And it just makes sense. It takes that one person that has the truth. That's like, we got so off track. We have to get back. The way to get back is to relearn, to listen. And even the priests that had gotten so far away from really the purity, the sanctity of the role of the priests leading the people into worship, taking the sacrifices, offering them to God on behalf of the people, they had lost the plot. And so it makes sense that as these things are rebuilt, restored, restructured, there is a purification in the message, that it goes all the way back down to the core of truth. It takes that one person that understands the justice that God called us to. It takes that one person to speak out against the injustice, the marginalized, the abuse of power, saying, no, we are getting this wrong. And we have seen these people, these important influences in the culture, these prophetic voices of God all throughout the Old Testament. That is that lone voice within a sea of noise crying out And it takes one person to hear it and to get it and to cause a whole nation to repent. Boy, could we be that one person in our area that gets it, that examines their own heart 6 inches down from head, well, maybe more than from head to heart, however many. Get it out of our head into our heart. We got to do the work right here. I hope that we will choose wisely. Jesus, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you that through your spirit, we are convicted to change that which is out of alignment within us, that which is out of alignment with you, out of alignment of your word, out of alignment of your heart. If we want your heart, then we have to know your ways, know your word, and be doers, not just hearers, but doers of your word. I pray that we all would be doers, that we would acknowledge that we cannot change anyone around us by our words and by our control and by inflicting our fear, but we will change by being the love of God that a world in need so desperately needs. Thank you for being love to each and every one of us. I pray all of this in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base, that is the website, that is the free app. Take a look around, download it, send it to a friend. If you would like to partner with us here at Daily Audio Bible, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We could not do this without you. If you are giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174, or you can give by hitting the give icon up at the top right-hand corner of the mobile app, or also look for give on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, several different ways for you to do so, 800-583-2164, or again, utilizing the app, hit the red circle button up at the top midsection. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. When you are finished, hit submit, turn the wheel to chronological, and it will get to the right place. That's it for me today. We'll finish the Old Testament together tomorrow. I'm Jill. Until then, love one another.
Hello, my wonderful, awesome Dab C family. This is covered in his blood. Jill, could you please say September for the rest of the month? Because I just love it. And you guys, this is covered in his blood again, and I am calling with a praise report. For the last 2 days, we have been keeping our grandbaby. We have been keeping Tootie. We love it. Even though we already know baby mama just reaching out to us to keep her because she has things to do, but I don't care. I'm not complaining. I'm thankful for it. But also, you guys, I called my son because he had not seen her in 2 months. I called him and told him, you know, we got the baby. And, of course, he came down here. He lives 2 hours away, but I promise you it's like he made it in an hour. But anyway, you guys, when I tell you, he haven't seen this baby since she was 6 months old. She is now 8 months old. She knows her dad. Y'all, it was just a blessing. He cried, and she was just looking at him like, why are you crying, Daddy? And she just tugged on him like, I miss you. She's 8 months old. She knows. She remembers. So we're thankful for that. And, of course, he wants to take the baby home with him, and we told him to just pray about it and wait on the attorneys to be patient. So you guys, Tutu seen his baby yesterday after 2 months from not seeing her. So you guys, please continue to pray for Tutu that he gets joint custody of Tootie so he won't ever have to go through this again. But you guys, she is trying to walk at 8 months old. We enjoy every minute of it. So you guys continue to pray for Tutu that on his court date is October the 14th. And he turns 28 October the 25th. So continue to pray for Tutu because he's fighting for joint custody of Tootie. But it was just like a beautiful reunion. And I'm so proud of it. You guys continue to pray. This is covered in his blood. I love you guys. Thank you, Brian, Jill, China, Ezekiel. I love you guys. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Hey, DAB family. This is Jim from Worcester, Massachusetts. I just want to say how much I appreciate Jill, her wisdom, her insights, and especially her sense of humor. And I have a little something for Jill.
I wish I had 5 minutes, but I don't. So, Zeke, my little dude, Zeke. Hey, man, I absolutely love what you're doing, first of all, with DAB Kids, but then the breathing prayer. Oh, my goodness. I got my signed copy. To God be the glory. I'm so proud of you, young man, for how you've allowed God to use your life as an open book to bless so many. And I totally believe there are going to be many that will be blessed through your story. So thank you, Zeke, for lending that story to us. What a wonderful project. It is a beautiful, absolutely stunning project. And Pastor Brian, Lady Jill, I love it. So proud of what the DAB stands for, represents. I love you guys so much. Victoria Soldier, so glad that you are better, but please let us know when you're down so we can be praying for you. Burning bush that will not be devoured for the glory of our God and King. I've been praying for Jordan. I have a granddaughter, Jordan, and also I personally have battled with asthma, so been praying for her. I just want to lift up Hannah, the daughter of a friend. I have a daughter named Hannah. So, Father, would you be with this daughter, Hannah, who's battling same-sex attraction? Bring her out in Jesus' name. Amen.